This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Fire forecasters say Hawaii, Alaska, and the Southwest will face an increased threat of wildfires this summer. The National Interagency Fire Center released its outlook for the spring and summer yesterday. It says most of the country, including Montana, will face normal or below normal wildfire problems. That's welcome news after last year when a record 15,800 square miles burned nationwide. The federal government spent more than $1.7 billion fighting those fires. The National Fire Center says Hawaii could face above-average wildfire potential from May through August after a drought intensified last month. In the Southwest, an increased threat of wildfires is expected in Arizona and New Mexico early this season, later shifting north and west into California and Nevada. The outlook says south-central Alaska will be vulnerable in May, but conditions should improve after that. Montana hunters and state officials are debating a map showing more than 18 million acres of land in Montana possibly being used by hunting outfitters. The information provided to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to make the map shows more than twice as much land as previously reported. The information used to produce the map also noted that it wasn't perfect. An officer for the Montana Board of Outfitters says the information will be updated with details for winter hunting, and he says that information will probably be more accurate. The Billings Gazette reports publication of the map has prompted concern from other sportsmen who say it will have a major impact on land access issues and some of the more than 280 hunting outfitters in the state. The bodies of a renowned mountain climber and an expedition cameraman who were buried in a Himalayan avalanche 16 years ago have been found. The widow of Alex Lowe said in a statement Friday that two climbers attempting to ascend the world's 14th highest mountain in Tibet discovered the remains of two people partially melting out of a glacier. The statement said the climbers described the clothing and backpack seen on the bodies to Conrad Anker, who was climbing with Lowe and cameraman David Bridges at the time of the October 1999 avalanche. Anker, who survived the slide, concluded that the two were Lowe and Bridges. Lowe was regarded as the world's greatest mountain climber when he was swept to his death on a 26,291-foot Tibetan mountain. A fraction of the thousands of children who fled poverty and violence in Central America alone in recent years are now scattered across Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana, living with relatives and other sponsors, where they're expected to attend schools as they wait to find out if they'll be allowed to stay here in the United States. Three of those children have ended up living in Montana. The federal government says they were placed with relatives or other sponsors in the state since the fall of 2013. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management's Nevada director wants to free up more federal rangeland for livestock grazing this summer by rounding up 4,000 wild horses in Elko County, more than were gathered across 10 western states combined last year. BLM Nevada Director John Russ, Governor Brian Sandoval, and state wildlife officials say removing the Mustangs from four herd management areas in Elko County, Nevada, would also benefit the greater sage grouse. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
Promote your business or organization. On Montana Public Radio, our listeners love great music, news,